Well, what I thought we would start off with is this quiz that Timothy and I came up with when we were teaching in the prison, and we went over Luke 2 and Matthew 2, and then we had this little quiz for them at the end. And as far as this first little few sentences, I came up with this first sentence. This is a closed Bible, open mind quiz. Now, Timothy came up with this next sentence, or he had it. Some teacher that he had wrote this on their test when he was at the preacher's training school. But so we went ahead and put this on there. You can look down in desperation, up for inspiration, but you cannot look across to your neighbor for information. So I thought that was kind of comical. And anyway, the first question, list the people or groups who were present at the manger scene of Jesus' birth. So there's only four that are listed: Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds. There were no wise men. There was no star. No animals are listed, but the animals would not do any damage to the text, because if you're going to be in an animal feeding trough area that a feeding trough is in, very likely there were animals present. So that's the only thing that would not do damage to that. But a star was not definitely not there, and the wise men definitely were not there. Number two, what books and chapters are the accounts of baby Jesus given? Luke 2 and Matthew 2. And that is the order of sequences: Luke 2 first and then Matthew 2. Number three, how many wise men were present according to the biblical accounts? We are not told an exact number. We only know that there were more than one, because it's plural. There were wise men. That's all that is said. Number four, what were the possible uses for the gifts given to baby Jesus? The frankincense and myrrh could have been used for anointing, but could also been used, could have been sold since it was so valuable. The gold could have certainly been used as currency to support the family while in Egypt, since they were poor and in a foreign country. So, ultimately, that's very likely why God had communicated one way or another. However God did, these wise men had a divine revelation, whether it had been passed down through the centuries, which was a possibility, or God could have communicated directly with them to let them know that I'm going to be putting a star in the sky that is going to let you know that the Messiah has been born. And then they brought these, what the text says, these treasures. So these were very valuable gifts. And very likely this is what the young family that was very low economic status used to finance their stay while they were in Egypt. Okay, number five. Where was Jesus when the wise men came to him? In a manger or in a house? He was in a house. Jesus was no longer in the manger. That time had passed. Jesus is in the neighborhood of 2 years old at this time, at this point. Okay, number six. Did the wise men ever meet the shepherds according to the text? And no, they never did meet each other. Okay, now there's 20 events that will sequence everything in timeline order. So, and we have four different sets of five. Okay, so the first in the timeline, the first event that happened, Mary and Joseph leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem. Number two, Jesus is born in a manger. Number three, an angel appears to the shepherds. Number four, the shepherds go to Bethlehem to see Jesus. And number 5, when the baby was 8 days old, he is named Jesus and circumcised. Both of those things occurred on day 8. Okay, we'll flip it over now and go to the second set. And the first thing that happens here, and the next in the timeline, Mary completes her 40-day waiting period, then takes Jesus to the temple to present him to the Lord. Number 2, the wise men come to Jerusalem from the east. 3, Herod and all of Jerusalem are disturbed after hearing the possibility of the birth of the Messiah. 4, King Herod gathers the chief priests and scribes to see where the Christ was to be born. And number 5, the wise men are told to look for the King of the Jews in Bethlehem. Okay, the third set. The next in the timeline is, the wise men leave Jerusalem and head toward Bethlehem. Then the star that the wise men had seen in the east goes before them and shines over the place where Jesus is, which is a house. Number 3, upon entering the house, the wise men worship Jesus and present him with gifts. 4, the wise men receive a divine message in a dream. And 5, the wise men return to their own country by another road. And this is where we left off last week in our Bible study. So this is what we will cover today, is this fourth set. So the first thing that happens here, Joseph receives a message from an angel in a dream to take Jesus out of the land of Israel. Number 2, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus travel to Egypt. 3, Herod orders the killing of all male children in Bethlehem, 2 years old and under. 4, after Herod's death, the Lord's angel appears to Joseph, saying that it is safe to return to the land of Israel. And 5, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus go to Nazareth. And that is where both Luke 2 and Matthew 2's accounts harmonize at the end. They both end up in Nazareth here, whereas Luke leaves out the wise men coming. You know, there's no mention of any star. And he just says that they returned to Nazareth after all things were fulfilled according to the law. And obviously, one of them was that out of Egypt I called my son. And then the last thing of this set of sequences that it was fulfilled is that the Messiah would be called a Nazarene. Would be called a Nazarene. Any questions or comments on this? If not, then we will have